I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Two explosions tore through the capital of Syria today. The government says they were suicide car bombings aimed at security forces in Damascus. Officials say at least 40 people were killed. Syria's government-run television showed rescue teams combing through the wreckage. The BBC's Lina Sinjab is in Damascus. There has not been a lot of violence in Damascus so far. Who were the bombs targeting today?
Well, the attacks were targeting the state security buildings in the center of Damascus in an area called Kafr Susa, an area that have witnessed a lot of protests in the past several months. However, this area is highly secured area, so it is hard to break through this area, and the blast caused massive damages to the entrance of the building. And of course, we've seen on Syrian television horrible pictures of the injured and the people who have been killed. It was a massive attack, unprecedented in the capital, Damascus, since the uprising started.
Is it clear right now, Lina, who was behind the blasts?
Well, it was a surprise that the government, within 20 minutes of the blast, came out to blame Al-Qaeda of being behind this attack. They said later that they found in initial investigation traces of Al-Qaeda-like attacks, which is basically the suicide bombing into cars as well. They've even said that the Lebanese defense minister 2 days ago said members of Al-Qaeda have infiltrated into Syria. But the opposition are raising big questions on this attack and saying the timing of the attack coinciding with the arrival of the Arab League inspectors into town just serves the government's line that the situation in Syria is not about peaceful protests as much as it is about a conspiracy and terrorist attacks aiming at destabilizing the country. That's why the opposition see that the attacks today could well be the make of the government to support their own arguments. But the government, of course, is saying these are terrorist groups, these are Al-Qaeda attacks, and this is part of a conspiracy against the country.
Lina, one more question. We mentioned that there is considerable coverage on state-run television in Syria of the rescue teams responding to the bombings. Is there much coverage, on the other hand, of the Arab League's peace plan for Syria?
Well, we've heard that the Arab League inspectors have visited the site, which was the first thing they would see in their mission that was supposed to go into all the hot areas and see for themselves what's happening on the ground. But we haven't seen their movement. We don't have information about their next steps, where are going to be. I was just talking to the foreign ministry's spokesperson who said that their Arab inspectors will have full access and free movement so they can go wherever they want and see for themselves. They wanted the Arab inspectors to see that the situation in Syria is not black and white and that there are terrorists who are aiming to destabilize the country.
The BBC's Lina Sinjab in Damascus, the scene of two explosions earlier today.